Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. As always, I'm your girl, Candy Washington, and this is the Soft Life Podcast. So before we dive into today's episode, which is how to self-soothe yourself in order to, you know, get your manifestations faster, quicker, and easier. And it's also just a really great self-care and self-love practice in general, just for you to live a more joyful, more stable, and more empowered life. So before we dive into the episode, if you need additional support, you can grab our free self-love guide down below. You can also check out our courses. We have courses on manifesting love, how to cultivate self-love, lifestyle design. We have a ton of great courses down below. Also join our Patreon community and shop our merch. So with that, let's dive in. So first, let's talk about what is self-soothing. So self-soothing is just tools and techniques that you use when you feel upset or you feel triggered or you feel bothered by something going on in your life. It's just a way for you to return to center, to calm down, and to regulate your central nervous system. Some things that people do to self-soothe could be drinking, you know, some hot tea, doing breathing techniques, meditating, scripting, going for a walk in nature, talking to a trusted friend, counting to 10 in your head, just whatever it is that you need to do to de-escalate that feeling of anxiety, of anxiousness or depression or being pissed off or frustrated or feeling like you're being disrespected or you feel like being triggered. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's soothing yourself. Think about it when you are a child or a baby, you know, when a baby is crying or upset, we do things to soothe the baby. We give the baby a pacifier, right? We rock the baby. We feed the baby. We sing to the baby. We give the baby a nap, right? We pay attention to the baby. We love the baby. Same thing as adults. When we as adults get triggered or upset or whatever the case is, you know, and it can be big things or small things. You know, if I'm at the grocery store and I feel like the clerk is giving me an attitude and I feel some type of way, I have to, instead of falling into feeling some type of way, I do, you know, self-soothing tools. I'll do my affirmations. Everyone loves me. Everyone always gives me the VIP treatment. Everything's always working out for me. It's okay. I send this person light and love, right? So it doesn't have to be these huge, massive triggers that we think about. It can be throughout your day-to-day life when you feel irritated, you feel angry, you feel pissed off, you feel frustrated, you feel upset. Anytime that pain body gets activated, have tools in place that soothes you, that calms you down. Think about road rage. You know, somebody cuts somebody off in traffic or they don't have a signal or whatever the case is. These little things, think about how quickly sometimes those escalate because people are just activated in their pain body. Instead of soothing themselves and calming down and being able to really have a healthy perspective, bigger picture, and step away from what's really going on, you know, same thing in your own life. You know, think about it. If you get caught off on your commute, how do you self-soothe if you're feeling some type of way about it? Someone may say something to you that you think is rude. How do you self-soothe for that? Or you encounter something that triggers a past trauma, that's something that you've gone through and now you're being re-traumatized and now you're upset and you're anxious. What are the tools that you have into place to regulate your nervous system, calm you down, and get you to a place of peace and clarity so that you can then respond to the situation rather than react to the situation? For me, I like to have a set of affirmations that I use for whatever the situation is. You know, all is well, I am safe, it's okay, I let it go, or whatever it is. You know, get for you, personalize it. What affirmations resonate with you when you're feeling some type of way, use them. Also, another thing to do is to hold space for your feelings when you're feeling triggered, when you're feeling activated, when you're feeling pissed off. Hold space for your feelings. You know, instead of just saying everything is good, you know, all is well, if that's not feeling good to you, just hold space. You know, right now I'm feeling really pissed off. Right now I'm feeling really frustrated. Wow, I'm feeling really disrespected. I'm feeling really angry. I hold space for you. I see you. And then as you hold space for it, as you acknowledge it, it will begin to dissipate. It will begin to dissolve. Because just like as toddlers and babies, when we're activated, when we're crying, when we're upset, all we want is to know that someone is there. All we want is to know that we are being seen and heard. You know, we want our mommy or our daddy or whoever to hug us, to hold us, to soothe us. Same thing with your emotions when you're being activated or triggered. You know, it just wants to know that you've seen it and you felt it. So hold a loving space for it. This doesn't mean that you let the feeling consume you. There's a difference between holding space for it and being consumed by it. The reason why we hold space for it in a loving way is to make sure that we don't get consumed by it. So I can feel angry in this moment. I'm going to hold space for it. I feel angry, and that is okay. And then the more you calm down, the more it dissolves. Then you can get to a place of, I lovingly let you go. I surrender you to God. I surrender you to the universe, whatever it is. You know, you just let it go, let it go, let it go, until you're able to then calm down and soothe yourself. But if you don't hold space for it in a healthy way, that's when people get blinded by their rage. You know, then you have people who are fighting in the grocery store, road rage, you know, holding on to a grudge for 25 years because somebody said one thing to you one time and now you feel some type of way forever about it. Holding on to grudges and resentment, being re-traumatized over and over and over again. So when you self-soothe yourself, you're creating the space to let it go, so it doesn't consume you. Just because you are angry in a moment does not mean you have to become an angry person. Just because you are triggered in a moment does not mean you have to become a quote broken person. I don't even like to use that word, but you know what I mean. You know, just because you feel disrespected in a moment doesn't mean you have to become a vindictive person, right? You are allowed to feel how you feel in the moment, but use your tools to self-soothe. Sometimes it's, you know what, I'm really, like, for example, I had some stuff going on yesterday and today. Just some stuff going on, okay? And I was just listening to affirmations, and I was just, you know, everything works out for me, everything's okay, but I wasn't feeling good. You know, it just aggravated me even more. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to stop doing these affirmations. And in this moment, what would actually make me feel good? I was like, oh, listening to one of my, you know, podcasts that I like to listen to about, you know, it's called British Scandal, you know, all about these scandals. And so I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stop with the affirmations right now. And I'm going to listen to my podcast. I popped the podcast on. And before I knew it, I was laughing along with them. I was really deep into the story and I was just feeling better. So self-soothing isn't just about, you know, doing affirmations and meditating. Self-soothing is really knowing yourself and knowing what is it that I need in this moment to feel better, to calm down, to, you know, self-regulate my own nervous system. So I can now take my power back. I can be clear of mind. I can have a healthy perspective and I can start responding to things rather than reacting to things. the way that this plays in with manifestation is, you know, of course, as human beings, we will get upset sometimes. We won't always be high vibe. We don't have to be. But when you start to ruminate in your mind on negative thoughts, on, you know, worst case scenario, you know, being vindictive, being angry, then that is what you consciously become. That's what you start to become, which is what I was talking about when you don't want it to consume you. And when it consumes you, then you don't have the space to live in gratitude, to live in the end result. You know, you're consumed by feeling wronged, by being vindictive, by your anger, by your bitterness, by your trauma. And that separates you from being in the space to receive. So not only is self-soothing a great way to show yourself love and to take care of yourself, but it's also a way to remain on track when you are intentionally calling in certain things in your life. So for example, say you're calling in, you know, a romantic relationship with, you know, an ex or a crush or SP or whatever it is, and you see them post something on Instagram that, you know, in the past might have triggered you. They're posting a picture with a pretty girl or a pretty guy or whatever it is. Instead of letting that consume you, and then you start thinking, well, I'm not good enough for this person. You know, of course they're going to choose this person over me, or stalking them online, or stalking the person they're with on Instagram or whatever it is. Instead of getting consumed by that, you can just say, you know what? A picture is a picture. It doesn't mean anything. I'm still going to get what I want. I'm still worthy and deserving and lovable. You know, I'm still calling in my love or whatever it is, right? Or if you get an unexpected bill, say you're manifesting money in abundance and an unexpected bill come, instead of, you know, spiraling, you know, how am I going to pay this bill? Manifest it doesn't work for me. You know, all of this stuff, like I'm never going to make it. You can just say, you know what? God is my supply. You know, I have enough money for all my bills are paid. I joyfully and happily pay this bill off. And I know where there's more money where that came from. I know that I'm always divinely supported or whatever it is. Or go for a walk, talk to a friend, do some scripting, exercise, listen to a podcast, watch a funny show. Do whatever it is that you need to do so that whatever is happening in your life, you know, seeing your ex post a picture on Instagram, getting cut off in traffic, you know, getting an unexpected bill, having somebody say something to you that you find disrespectful, you know, whatever it is that's going on in your life, have your self-soothing tools and techniques in place so that you stay in control and you stay in your power and you don't spiral and get consumed by it, you know? When you do that, that's when people become obsessed, you know, they become obsessive. Now you're stalking your ex on Instagram. Now you're stalking the new person on TikTok or whatever it is. You know, now you are depressed and anxious about your finances and you're just down a deep spiral. Now you're having road rage and you're angry and all of this stuff. Now you feel disrespected. So you want to be vindictive and bitter and get the person back and all of that stuff. You don't want to become consumed. And the way that you don't become consumed is by soothing yourself in the moment, holding space for whatever emotion you have. It could be, I feel really lonely right now. I feel really, you know, not validated right now. I feel really irritated right now or whatever it is. And I lovingly hold space for you. And then just ask yourself, what is it that I need in this moment to feel better? What is it that I need in this moment to calm down? What is it that I need in this moment just to feel a little bit better? What could I do in this moment to bring me just a little bit more joy? And then whatever comes up, do that to take care of yourself. Like for me, it wasn't affirmations. It was listening to a podcast where I got to laugh and just, you know, sort of go into my flow. So self-soothing techniques is just whatever makes you feel better, calmer and more relaxed. So I hope that this episode was valuable to you. If it was, be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Also check out our free self-love guide down below and our courses on manifesting love, abundance, and yeah, the Art of Self-Love Masterclass as well. Join our Patreon community and shop our merch down below. So with that, you guys, I love you and I will definitely talk to you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.